Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. My guest today is an actress, writer, and producer. Christina Urias is my guest, known for co-writing a hilarious comedy movie entitled Divorce Date, now streaming on many video on-demand platforms. Highlights of Christina Urias' amazing booming film career on and behind the scenes are coming up. Stay with us.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Interview with writer, producer, actress Christina Urias is coming up after the break.
I'll never forget the day I nearly died. I was a young journalist with a great career, starting a family. The only way we found out I had any kind of heart issue was when I went into sudden death. My coworkers sprung into action. They've recently been trained in life-saving CPR protocols developed by the American Heart Association. They're the ones that kept me alive until the medics came. They did many tests on me in the hospital after my cardiac arrest and created a treatment plan, all with research from the American Heart Association. I think unless you are a heart disease patient, you may not know how much work the American Heart Association does behind the scenes to save your life. Since my cardiac arrest, I've had two more children. I've watched all three of my children grow into adulthood. I'm gonna cry now. Graduate from college, my daughter got married. I have grandchildren, and I'm still here.
Learn more about the American Heart Association's work at helpheart.org.
I would like to welcome my guest, Christina Urias. Christina is a writer, producer, and actress. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Christina, you're known for the films Final Vow, The Last Call, and Divorce Bait. Let's first talk about the film Divorce Bait. It's about a happily married suburban housewife who posts a fake message on social media. I think it's hilarious that she's getting a divorce just to see which of her friends will try to steal her husband. And you play Jasmine, the naughty assistant. And I'm not going to say what the real description, not on the air, but I remember this movie. I remember watching it, and I thought it was the funniest thing. But how did you and Ruben Isla, and the other writers come up with the idea for this film?
So, funny thing. So, Ruben actually, he was going kind of through a divorce, and he thought of something that happened to him very similar. So it was kind of a little based on his life. And so when he got separated, he always joked that, you know, and said that his wife's friends would ask him for coffee and, you know, and it was just like, he said, I don't even need to go on these dating apps. These women are just kind of, you know, coming out of the woodwork. And unfortunately, they happen to be the ex's friends.
So funny. So that's how he came up with it. I mean, it's really a great original idea, you know. When I read the synopsis of it before I watched it, I thought it was great. And it turned out really well.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun filming it. And, of course, you know, we added a bunch of other things, you know, just fabricated, you know, different scenarios. I mean, not everything in the movie is based on his life, but just for... you know, yeah. just for comedic relief, we added things. And I mean, it was just such a fun project, and the actors had fun, you know, the director, the other writer. It was an amazing experience. And I mean, we laughed the whole time we were on set.
I bet it was a lot of fun. Yeah. Now, Ruben Isles is with Grand Dave Capital. That started
Correct.
5 years ago.
Yes.
Did you start as one of the first employees?
I did. So he started, his background is in real estate. And in college, he was a theater actor, and he's always loved movies. And, you know, his dream was to create and write and produce movies. And so he started Grand Abbey Capital and brought on Candace Siljudis. She's like the behind the scenes person and basically runs everything. and then he brought me on. I was living in LA at the time, and he was like, I want to start this company, but you need to move to San Diego. And of course, San Diego is amazing. And I did. And I've been happy here ever since. But so we started that, and then we developed a sister company, a production company called Broken English Productions. And we also have Grand Abbey Productions. And so Grand Abbey Capital finances films, and but the production company actually obviously produces. So that's been the fun part, and, you know, creating our own content. And over the years, we've added many talented people to our team, and it's ever growing. So we're very happy with that, and continue to make movies.
It's really grown, hasn't it?
It really has. I mean, we made 3 films last year, and I mean, for a, you know, up and coming smaller production company, those are a lot of movies made. So we're definitely go nonstop.
Yeah, well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Can you tell us what influenced you to pursue a career as an actress?
So this is a funny story.
Okay.
I started producing, and so I would read scripts, and we would get scripts, you know, from different people, different companies, and, you know, I ended up choosing 7th and Union. I fell in love with the story. I'm a huge Rocky fan, and I feel like Latinos kind of don't have that Rocky story, and so I love boxing. And so I brought the script to Ruben, and Ruben loved the script as well. And so we ended up making the movie. It's on Amazon. It's incredible. It has a Macho Farro. It has, that's where I met Oscar Torre. And so I started producing, and then with Divorce Date, writing. And then I did the little cameo, but then it wasn't until Ruben had this dream that I was a nun. We were sitting at lunch. We were sitting in Palm Springs at a lunch, and it was Candace, Ruben, and I, and Ruben's like, yeah, I had this weird dream that you were a nun, and you were holding this rosary, and I said, well, that's kind of a bizarre dream. Okay. And he's like, yeah, he's like, we should make a movie. And this is how the ideas get started. And we just, you know, it's a snowball effect. And, you know, Candace is adding ideas. I'm adding ideas. And so we start looking into nuns, and we start looking and doing research. And we find this organization called Talitha Kum. And it's a real organization sanctioned by the Pope. And it's it means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And so what this organization does, it prevents and helps children being trafficked. And so what these nuns do, they're called super nuns. They go in big events like the World Cup. There's 1,600 nuns across the globe fighting against human trafficking. And so they go and, like I said, infiltrate these brothels and save tons of women. And we wanted to shed light on such an amazing organization. And so we created the story. And so the nun, which is played by myself, she realizes that they're trafficking little girls out of the orphanage. And so it's a revenge thriller. But the way I got into this role was because Ruben's like, hey, let's write this movie of my dream. And also, here's the kicker, you're going to be the nun. So that's basically
that's
how I got
that surprise. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You really dug deep into the story of, you know, behind the character, didn't you?
Oh, my God, yeah. Truly, to be able to play one of the nuns that is part of this organization, obviously, these nuns are amazing, incredible human beings, and but my character in the movie has to make a decision because obviously she goes through, you know, the revenge route, which, you know, is violent, and she does kill. And so obviously, I mean, those nuns don't do that. So she has to make a decision, stay with Talitha Kum or, you know, go down, you know, the dark path. And she chooses that in order to save these girls. But yeah, I mean, to play this character and then to really encapsulate, you know, just that these nuns actually put their lives at risk was just amazing.
Yeah. So how would you say this is one of your favorite roles?
Oh my God, 100%. I was living, breathing that role. And I mean, so many things. I mean, and also learning along the way, because, you know, I wasn't an actress. I did have an acting coach on set, Dan Forrest Komen. He's a theater actor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it was just like learning along the way and, you know, and just encompassing the character and finding, you know, the inner strength to portray, you know, pain, sympathy, sorrow, tears. It's just, it was very intense. And yeah, one of the best experiences of my life. So yeah, definitely one of my favorite roles.
Now, this film will premiere at the Boston International Film Festival on April 15th, right?
Correct.
How exciting.
Oh, my gosh. You have no idea. We are just so excited and beyond blessed to have our film premiere there. I mean, Boston's an amazing city, and, yeah, we're very, very happy and excited for that.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. Todo va a estar bien. Oh, 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 everything will be alright. Oh, oh, oh. Father, you say everything's gonna be alright. But my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes to see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail. Tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien. Everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true.
Te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands.
Your whole world's in his hands.
In the darkness, in the trials.
got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está, todo el mundo en su mano está, todo el mundo en su mano está.
When we come back, Christina Urias talks about her upcoming movie projects. We will be back after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
So you say your first role in entertainment was what, the divorce bait? No?
Correct.
That was divorce bait. Okay, gotcha. Wow, you came in running, basically. That's amazing. I mean, and then you had a lead role with your second appearance, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, who does that?
I know. I feel get chills, and it's just, I mean, I just can't believe it sometimes. I'm like, who was that girl? Who was she? Like, you know, and it was, I mean, yeah, it was a beautiful experience, and I'm forever grateful that our whole team, I mean, I'm sure everybody was nervous. They're like, oh my God, yeah. This girl's never acted. We have a production team. We've got cameras.
Yeah.
Hope she doesn't mess it up. Like, it was definitely nerve-wracking, but I had such amazing support from Ishvan, our cinematographer, he's incredible, Ruben, Candace. I mean, we are really a big family, and I couldn't have done it under any other circumstances. I was with, you know, people that I love and my friends, and, you know, and so they all believed in me, and so that definitely helped.
That's awesome. Now, what I love about you, you know, reading your bio and everything, is that you've always been a tomboy, growing up with two brothers. I mean, I can only imagine being the middle child. And then you always wanted to be Rocky. and then this thing about you and your brothers would recite lines from Lionheart and Kickboxer, and wanted to be just like Jean-Claude Van Damme. I mean, it's so cute. I just love it. I mean, that's had to have helped you in your acting career, you know, being athletic and having, you know, that tomboy background, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, my brothers and I, we reciting movies, and it was just like our favorite pastime, like on the weekend watching, you know, a Rocky movie or, you know, Kickboxer, Bloodsport with my mom and dad. And it was just, you know, I mean, that was our happy place. And so that, you know, it's very nostalgic for me. But also, you know, I love sports and I love, you know, action films. And so that definitely helped. I've always been super active, but, you know, I did all my stunts in Final Vow. I remember it was like 2 a.m. and I had to climb, it's in the movie. Thank God we didn't cut it. But I go up a rock wall, and it's pretty high. And I remember telling one of the stunt guys, I said, hey, can you guys just throw a rope and hide it in case, you know, I fall, because if I fell, I mean, I would have been seriously hurt.
Right.
And they said, absolutely. But then I prided myself on not needing the rope because I love, I'm always up for a challenge. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And just, yeah, I mean, like when you're in front of the camera, it's like, it's just a switch. Well, at least for me, it just happens. And it's an amazing thing. I never thought I had that in me. And I mean, to be able to, you know, portray a different character or, do a scene like that on film is I think pretty cool.
Yeah, and to be able to do your own stunts, I mean, to me that is big. I mean, it's big in this industry. You know, not many people can do their own stunts. So
yeah.
When the best of me is barely breathing, when I'm not somebody I believe in, hold on to me. When I miss the light, the night is stolen, when I'm slamming all the doors you've opened, hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me when I forget I need you. When I let go, hold me. Again, when I don't feel like I'm worth defending, when I'm tired of my pretending, hold on to me. When I start to break in desperation, underneath the weight of hold on to me. Hold on to me. Hold on to me when it's too dark to see you. When I am sure I have reached the end. Hold on to me.
Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with writer, producer, actress Christina Urias continues. Stay with us.
Watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope.
matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Now, you started the movie or the film Last Call shortly after. And, right. Yeah, you co-wrote, produced, and was a supporting actor. I couldn't find much about that one. What can you tell us about that film?
So this film is, you know, a love story. It's about a guy named Clay. His family, he lives in Chicago, and his family is in an accident and a car accident and dies. He can't cope with the loss of his family, so he moves to his mother's native land, which is Mazatlan in Sinaloa, Mexico. Not too familiar with, I believe he went once as a child, but his mom always spoke very highly of her place of birth. And he went, and he didn't speak the language, and he falls in love with this masseuse. Granted, this man has not been touched by another woman since his wife. And so fast forward 10 years later, he meets this masseuse and she kind of puts his walls down, and she knows that he's dying because every time she massages, and it is so beautiful. It's a story that's never been told. And unfortunately he does pass. But he has a group of friends that adore him and love him, and he is such a giving person. And so we see the friendships, we see the love, and it's a very beautiful film.
Is it released right now? I mean, is
So we are working on post-production for that film right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's in post right now, and so editing and... But it is. Gotcha. I will definitely keep you guys posted when that comes out.
Yeah, I would love to see that. Yeah, I was wondering, I was trying to figure it out, you know, when I went to IMDb, trying to figure out where the status was, and that's when I was trying to find out the synopsis, and I couldn't find anything. But I just wanted to find out so I could just look for it, you know?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. That's great. And you just wrapped up Gringo Hunters, that's still in post-production.
Yeah, so I just we just saw a rough cut, and it looks incredible. It's a great film. It's based on a true story. It's about a kid that ends up shooting a cop. Unfortunately, this cop's brother has like a military background and like special ops. And so my son, I play his mother. So my character ships him off to Mexico. And so I have family there, and I'm a drug runner. So I'm a villain in this movie. So this whole time, this cop, the special agent is trying to find my son, and he wants to seek revenge, but, you know, the good side of him, and obviously the police department in Mexico doesn't want that. They want to extradite him to the U.S. so he can serve time here. And so basically that's, you know, the whole crux of the movie.
Wow. So you have some really good films coming out, and they're all going to come out in 23 or what, 24 possibly.
Yeah, we're going to push for this year, but yeah, maybe next year. But yeah, I mean, so yeah, yeah, it's exciting. It's very exciting.
Well, good for you. Good for you. That is awesome. I just think that is great. I mean, to have that much going on at one time, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
and you're starting a new project this month.
I am. So after Boston, I fly to Guadalajara, and we are filming. We start production next week, but my film dates aren't until the end of April. So, yeah, we'll be filming that, and I can't disclose the name yet, but
oh, I know. I'm not going to ask, because I know how that works. You can't tell me. But you have another film coming that you're going to start working on. So that just, you're staying busy. Ever since you started that leading role, here we go. Right?
Yeah.
This is perfect. Yeah, that's great. Well, let me ask you, what's the last thing you do now that you got into acting and you have, because you form your habits, you know, when you get started. And so what is the last thing you do before they say action?
I think of the character, and I whenever I'm playing a role, like for Tracy's role, I try to look at Gemma, the mother in Sons of Anarchy, to kind of emulate that. That's the feeling I got when I read the script. Very gritty, character, and just a presence, but, you know, at the same time, just the grittiness of that character. So when they say action, I try to get myself there where I see what I see the character being.
Mm-hmm. You just put yourself in the character. Yeah, you just put yourself in the character. So
yeah.
Right before. Right. Well, I guess that's what everybody has to do. But yeah. But that's just, I always like to hear what people do. I mean, some people do exercises, some people just go through like a little, you know, just, I don't know, they all have their little niche of things that they have. But yeah, I wonder with you being new at this, you know, what have you developed so far?
I mean, maybe over the years it'll change, but for now I'm just focusing on, you know, just trying to encapsulate the character and embody that
person. Character. Yeah. So, what do you believe so far has been the most challenging aspect of being an actor?
Let's see. So for Final Vow, there was a scene where I fell off a horse. The drone came too close to the horse and spooked the horse, and I was in severe pain. And the whole team was like, "Hey, do you want to, you know, tell everyone to go home, we'll finish for the day." And I'm like, "Nope, everybody's here." And luckily that scene, I had to be in pain and crying. So I just immersed myself in the pain I was feeling and released, you know, tears and anguish through that character, but also myself, because I was experiencing real pain. And we finished the day, and that was very challenging for me. But I signed up for this role, and I gave it 110%, so I went for it. But that day
was
very
really
challenging.
Yeah, but that really helped you play the part.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful. Perfect timing, you know?
Oh,
even though it was
yeah.
even though it was painful, you know.
Yeah, thank wow. God I wasn't trying to, you know, like play another role. I mean, that would have been challenging, having to switch from the actual pain I was feeling to, like, you know, a happy go lucky character. I don't think I could have done that.
You couldn't. Yeah, right. Tell us somebody you look up to, a person who has shaped the way you think and behave.
My father, he has the greatest work ethic. He gives the best advice, and, you know, he always says something to me, and it's you know, it always sticks with me. He's like, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And so I try to, you know, I feel like in this industry, it's hard, you know, it's, you know, if you think it's a great idea, others might not. And I do have that. I'm a Taurus, so I do have that stubbornness to me.
I am too, girl. I'm a Taurus. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. And so I do carry that sometimes, and I'm like, no, this is a great idea. And I'm like, you know what, Christina, let's circle back, relax. And, you know, it's like, okay, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And, you know, most of the time I pick happy. So, yeah. But, yeah, that's always stuck with me. And I mean, words of wisdom that he gives. And so, yeah, it's always been something I look up to, and definitely shaped the person that I am. And also being one of, you know, like my dad's always like, oh, Christina, you know, it's just like my third son. Like I just, you know, because I'm such a tomboy. But that's also helped me in life, you know, to be a go-getter, to have the confidence, you know, and just work hard and not be afraid of failing and keep moving forward. Like, you know, so I think as a woman, I think it's good to have that, you know, strong father and yeah, I mean, just, and my brothers as well. I mean, we're very close and making me tough, you know, so
that's
life
wonderful.
Is tough.
That is wonderful. And I'm sure they're very excited and proud of you for your career, the way it's going.
Yeah, they are. They're very supportive.
That's
my
perfect.
Mom's very supportive as well. And she's still can't believe it.
I bet not. She probably has to pinch herself, you know, seeing you on the big screen.
Yeah. And she's very sweet and just, you know, always showing her friends, you know, pictures that I send her on set. And she's just, yeah, it makes me happy.
You're vast like the ocean, yet the voices in your head have got you. You don't really know how powerful you are. Always in motion, I smile to myself as I watch you. You don't need to win me over, I've been yours. You don't need to dress it up, no, no. Don't need to put on airs to make me care. You got that golden touch, oh, yeah. I mean, I know you're scared, but are you aware? You are made of stardust, the universe inside you, yeah. A straight up miracle, it's so incredible how you sometimes can forget. You're brilliant, like stars. I mean, I know you're scared. stardust. Oh, oh, oh. Luminize.
We are made of stars.
Yeah, you and I.
The universe inside.
Oh, I see.
Back, Christina Urias shares great advice for up-and-coming actors.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Is there anybody in the industry, if you could work with anyone in this industry and you had your pick and you just could have a lucky draw, who would it be?
Oh, that's such a tough question. There's so many talented people. I mean, Anthony Hopkins is incredible, Al Pacino. Tom Hardy is amazing. For women, I mean, I think Jessica Chastain's an incredible actress.
Yeah.
Just over the years, I mean, just she's played so many different roles, and she's nailed every single one of them. But
would be incredible. Yes. Yeah. Well, the rate you're going, you know, it can happen. luck is going your way, that's for sure. I mean, not luck, it's talent too. I mean, you've got it all packaged very well. So yeah, more power. That's more power to you and success ahead. What advice do you have for an artist brand new? Who wants to break into acting?
I would say do not doubt yourself. Go in believing that you can be whatever you're auditioning for. Have the courage to look stupid or, feel whatever you're feeling at the moment and let it be genuine and natural. Because I think vulnerability and, I mean, there's no right way to feel any type of emotion. You just feel it. And it's just being vulnerable with those emotions and letting them out through an audition or on screen in front of the camera, I think would be, like, it's okay looking silly. It's okay messing up, you know, but feel whatever it is you're feeling.
Mhm. Yeah, just be true to yourself and authentic.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because if Christina can do it, right. I mean, anybody can 100%. Do it if they put their mind to it, right?
Oh my God, 100%. I mean, like I said, I never in my wildest dreams would have thought that I would be writing a movie, let alone be the lead in this thriller. And it still, you know, blows my mind. And I mean, yeah, if, you know, I can do it, anybody could do it. I mean, you just got to put your heart and mind to it
and believe in yourself.
Correct.
Yeah. Have faith and believe in yourself, and you can do anything if you set your mind to it. That's
exactly.
Great advice. Absolutely. Yes. Well, Christina, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on the Bev Moore Show. And you've done great, and I want to wish you continued success.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been an honor to be on your show. And, you know, thank you, Oscar Torre, for recommending me for the show. It's been a pleasure.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed my interview with actress, writer, and producer Christina Urias. Be sure to see the movie Divorce Day, a hilarious comedy streaming on demand, co-created by Christina. Also, you can see her in a compelling role in the movie Final Vow, playing a nun on a mission to protect young girls from sex trafficking. Thank you for listening to The Bev Moore Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.
You'll have every failure, God. You'll have every